Welcome to the Harvest USA Report. I'm Brian Hale, an original production of Howard Hale Broadcasting, now expanded throughout North America. We'll be back with our report for today right after this. No-till on the Plains provides information on economically sound, agronomically superior, and environmentally safer agricultural systems of producing food, fiber, and fuels. And then on June 20th in Imperial, Nebraska, the Wineglass Ranch Field Day. To learn more, visit notill.org. All right, let's take a look at some action going on in the southwestern Oklahoma area. If you haven't heard about the Wheat Harvest blog called All Aboard Wheat Harvest, you should check it out. It's allaboardharvest.com. The latest post on the All Aboard Wheat Harvest was from Janelle Skemper. They were in southwest Oklahoma. She writes, "We've been busy cutting wheat that is yielding better than I ever expected. Luckily, this area caught the early rains. The wheat has been yielding 45 to 70 bushels per acre. The test weights have been 61 to 64.5 pounds per bushel. Smith Gold has been a spectacular variety." She continues, "It feels great to be in the combine cutting wheat and just getting after it. I love running the combine and taking care of business. I grew up in this business and absolutely love it when it's busy. We've been getting over some acres and getting the bushels hauled to town, and the elevator lines are long in the afternoons, but the trucks have been keeping up pretty well for the most part." She continues that their crew has been great, and they're up early in the mornings cleaning bumpers and windshields and doing vehicle inspections. "We've got a nice bunch of guys this year. So if anyone would like to apply, please contact Janelle at skimperharvesting.com. She finishes off her article by saying, "Best of luck to everyone, and please be safe." You can reach Janelle Skemper at janelle@allaboardharvest.com. And that's going to do it for today's Harvest USA Report. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless. I'm Brian Hale.